morning. It's 9 o'clock. I am on Friday, the 27th day of September 2019. Running a little late this morning. Thought I was going to be running later, but turns out to be not the case. So I'm out, I'm up, I'm moving, I'm walking. I'm taking it real easy this morning. I did not walk on the treadmill last night. I wanted to give my knee a chance to sort of ease back into the effort. But I have to say, I missed my evening walk. I want to be walking. I want to be doing this. So I'm probably going to get back on the treadmill tonight. I may just hold it at 3 miles an hour instead of trying to go for 3.5. It's still a workout. On the days that I didn't walk, I tried to keep my calorie count down. It's because 4 miles is 400 calories. If I didn't walk, I had to kind of chip away at the calorie intake in order to keep a weight control regimen going, which is one of the reasons I want to get back and walk. I want to eat more. It's not like I missed it. I am losing weight. I'm still losing weight, which is good. I can tell because I've had to pull the belt a little bit tighter this week. It's one of those web belts with the crimping, military style crimping buckle on it. So it's pull it as snug as you need it and set the crimp and off you go. No belt holes. Ah, jeez. It's a lovely morning. It is high 50s. It's not supposed to get above 77 here today, which is a lot better than yesterday, which was like 88. So, lovely day. Beautiful day. I made yogurt yesterday. Changed up my recipe a little bit. Added just a little bit more rennet to it. Gave it a good drain. Remembered to put the little spacer in it this time so it didn't get all soggy. And when I whipped it up, it came up like, I think like it's supposed to. It's a little more, the consistency is a little better. It's not as much like cream cheese. It's much more like Cool Whip. Except it doesn't have any sugar in it. And it doesn't have any carbs in it, so. Good food. I've had some food this morning. I've had some peanut butter toast. I tried just peanut butter. And I just didn't. It didn't satisfy me any more than having peanut butter toast on. It didn't satisfy me any less, but that's 120 calories, I don't mind. It's another crappy night. I'm quite sure why I'm not sleeping. I'm having a lot of anxiety dreams. Waking up anxious, 3 o'clock in the morning. I was able to go back to sleep again. I slept until 5:30, but I had to get up. 5:30, it's like, no, I'm going to get up. Morning. Got a bush already. Admiring her sneakers. Lady with a little dog. Good morning. A lot of traffic this morning. I still haven't ordered the new, or gone over and bought the new smoke alarms. I need to do that. I need to get an electrician in. And I need to get the tree company back here because I got trees that need to be taken down. I've got an aspen that's a couple of them that are at end of life that need to come off. I got a couple of Chinese elms that need to come down. And it's beyond my ability to deal with, so I will pay them a couple thousand dollars to come in and take care of it for me. Before they cause damage to the house or something else, and get that taken care of. Barking dogs, something new and exciting. Goodness, all the sounds this morning. That's what I get for not walking at 7 o'clock like I'm supposed to. Well, tomorrow maybe. Knee seems to be holding up pretty good. I had a little twinge earlier, but it's walked out. One of the things I've noticed is that I have this sort of odd floating pain that occurs once in a while that starts up when I started walking, a few minutes after I start walking, and then the joint apparently warms up or something because then it goes away. Walking up behind a couple here. Trying to pick up the pace and get behind them so that I can talk again. Heavy equipment. I don't know what's going on, but they're having a good time. Prairie dogs are all hidden away. A couple stopped and started looking at the building, prairie dog hills and stuff. I'm kind of gonna get ready. Stay with me. Want the post? Okay. Talked to the lawn guys yesterday. They want to make sure I was on their list to winterize the irrigation system. They get a compressor and blow air through it, clear the last of the water out, so it doesn't freeze. Talking about the lawn, there are places of it that are really, really dry, dead, cooked. A little weed and feed, perhaps some overseed in the spring, and they'll come back. But it's been a really hot September here. Doesn't bode well for October. October should be chilly. It's also when we get our first snow, so that's... we'll see. If we don't get any snow this October, that's unusual. It's not unheard of for us to get 8-10 inches of snow in a single storm, mind you, in October. It doesn't, as a rule, last very long, but it makes things kind of messy for a while. Hoodie today. I've got a gray one that's a sort of looks like a athletic gear. I've got this one that's not a heavyweight one, it's not lined or anything, but there, kind of. It's not like rich royal purple, and it's not a loud purple. It's kind of a subdued. I think of it as heather. It's redder than lavender. But it's definitely purple. I like it. I also have a heavy, seriously heavy forest green with a pseudo fleece lining in it. I love my hoodies. I don't know quite why. lovely morning. It really is. There's a lot of clouds around. They're all fluffy white for the most part. There's the front coming in over the mountains. It's coming in from the west. It's kind of dark. I suspect we'll get cloud cover by afternoon, but it's really quite pleasant. So let's see, what am I reading? Oh, New Dawn. Chris Hechtel. The Wandering Engineer series, book one. Somebody recommended it to me. I think it was in the Golden Age of Solar Clipper. I recommended the series. And I'm reading it and I'm going, really? Actually, the story is forcing me to keep reading, even in the face of some really, really dreadful writing. And technical issues. Not the writing itself is okay. Hello, Woolly Bear. But verb tense issues, verb case issues, verb tense issues, not verb case issues. Present tense and past tense in the same sentence. a lot of typos. There's at least two or three typos in every single page. And it's a small page because I'm reading it on my phone. And yet I'm willing to overlook it in order to continue reading. Because I like the story. I like the... I like the Admiral. I finished Raven's piece, by the way. That was excellent. I need to write to Glenn and tell him. I told him I'd give him a blurb if I liked it. I loved it, so I gotta give him a blurb now. I don't know when it's coming out, but I suspect early next year. I also heard from Podium, and they've uploaded the assets to Audible, so Milk Run should be coming out. They say October 1st, which is like... It's coming right up. Today's the 25th. So that's only 5 days away. 6 days away. So we should have Milk Run out in Audible for those who need the Audible experience for it. Good morning. I also sent them the updated pronunciation guide for Home Run. So they can just cruise right through, get these books out, bang, bang, bang. At any rate, I am here at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.